Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Steve, 10 in the morning now, 8:46 on a Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Basketball tonight, NIT, Wichita State at Furman.
Two.
Congressional Democrats call for lowering the voting age to 16. Republicans reject the idea.
One.
Wichita City Council approves stadium land sale in unusual late-night session. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Stalled out vehicle, watch for the slowdown. Eastbound K96 right around Oliver. Eastbound K96 at Oliver. The gasoline prices today, Monday we started seeing those prices going up to $2.49 a gallon. That's still what we're seeing out there today. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 62 degrees. Yesterday's high was 70. Clear tonight, the overnight low 34. Thursday, sunny with a high of 64. That will be the first full day of spring. Now a cloudy sky, 40 degrees. We've got a west wind at 9 miles per hour. Coming up at 9 o'clock, the Glenn Beck Program. David Steinberg, editor PJ Media Topic. Ilhan Omar, the controversial freshman congressperson. That's Glenn Beck coming up at 9 o'clock. Steve and Ted, poll question today. KU and K-State in the NCAA basketball tournament. Who are you rooting for? Jayhawks, 19%. Other, 23%. Wildcats, 58%.
Wow.
You can take the poll there on our website, knssradio.com.
Kansas State fans flocking to the KNSS web poll.
Right, they are flocking in there, as you say. Starbucks says it had plans to test both recyclable and compostable cups over the next year. Customers in New York, San Francisco, Seattle, London, and Vancouver, British Columbia will help test the cups, which use fiber, paper, and other materials in place of plastic liners.
You say compostable, I say compostable.
Yeah. Seattle-based Starbucks was expected to announce the program today at its annual shareholders meeting. Now, the company also says it plans to redesign its stores as it adapts to increasing mobile pickup and delivery orders. Changes will vary by location, but I know Starbucks, especially in my neighborhood, does a lot of drive-up business. A lot of it.
Oh, yes.
It's 8:49, Steve and Ted. Interesting study. Of course, I have twins. Twin granddaughters. You have twins in your family as well, Ted.
Yes, I do. I have twin cousins and twin nieces.
Yeah. Well, a new study suggests that girls with a twin brother might have a disadvantage over a girl with a twin sister.
This is House Call for Health. A new study adds to the discussion about the roles of biology and upbringing. The study tracked nearly 14,000 twins in Norway over 30 years. It found that girls who shared a womb with a twin brother fared differently in life compared to girls who had a twin sister. The girls with twin brothers were less likely to finish high school or college, less likely to get married, and her paycheck is likely to be smaller compared to girls with twin sisters. The researchers have a theory on why. Exposure to the twin brother's testosterone in the womb. They say the girl twin benefits from the testosterone during her early years, tending to do better in school and develop social skills earlier than her brother. But the testosterone works against the girl later in life because of social expectations, where women are sometimes held back when they act like men. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
Interesting scientific study. Sounds like baloney to me, but because every person's an individual. And anyway, there you go.
That's pretty interesting stuff.
Yes. If you're stepping out on your spouse, get ready to open your wallet. According to one study, expenses associated with an extramarital affair are typical and can run nearly $450 a month.
I find that to be an incredibly low figure.
You think it's low, huh? Okay.
Well, if you're taking this other person out to eat all the time and
Yeah, but you got to stay.
Showering them with gifts.
Yeah, but it's extramarital.
Using extra gas to get there.
You got
to
spend some time with your real other person, right? Your regular spouse. Yeah, okay. Well, when it comes to cruise vacation, some Americans are still in the dark. Travel agents have released a list of the most frequently asked questions by those who are about to take a cruise. Among them, does the crew go home at night? Okay. Can I fish off the boat? There you go.
Oh, boy.
And if I don't like it, can I get off? Questions.
Well, that's a tricky question to begin with, but moving on.
Yeah. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted. And
I guess dumb people do take cruises.
Oh, sure they do. Boeing 737 production is still on schedule. Editor Bill Roy, Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Boeing may be making additional space to store 737 MAX aircraft that are still coming off the production line. Production continuing at a rate of 52 a month despite the grounding of the aircraft and a halt to deliveries. Boeing may be looking to a former B-52 bomber facility in eastern Washington state to provide the storage space. The aircraft can still be flown without passengers to a place of storage. Janelle King's new venture has its first tenant. She's added the garage at Cleveland Corner next to her workroom space at 156 North Cleveland. Senior Munchies is scheduled an April 13th grand opening. Offers party and snack products along with multilingual books and gifts. Mata Bursiaga is the owner. His business is the first tenant in the new space. And a Democratic lawmaker is calling for an antitrust investigation into Facebook. It's the latest sign of political pressure on the social media giant. David Chicalin chairs the House Antitrust Subcommittee. He says the Federal Trade Commission should investigate Facebook for its acquisitions of rival Instagram and WhatsApp and abuses of monopoly power. The FTC did not comment. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
So the 737, I assume, still has that great big backlog that they're working against, right?
Yep. They were talking about some orders being canceled, but I don't think they actually were. And so they continued to produce them up there in Washington and in Spirit AeroSystems.
Okay.
So they got to store them somewhere.
Yep. National Proposal Day. This struck me because it's interesting.
Oh, boy.
Kind of weird. This is a day for those who have patiently waited for that special someone to pop the question without success. Observed on both the vernal and autumnal equinoxes, National Proposal Day is an opportunity to let the loved one in your life know you are open to a marriage proposal. Where subtle hints have not worked, a more direct approach may be required. How about, hey, Bob, why don't you ask me to marry you? Would that work?
I don't know.
Yeah. No reason to be subtle.
Or maybe the proposalee should do the asking.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Well, you know, in this day and age, it used to be the male had to ask the female, or that was the usual thing. But in this day and age, I don't know why. Do you?
I don't. I'm trying to think if I know of any of my friends or know of anybody where the lady proposed to the man. I can't think of any.
Well, it's kind of personal, too. National Proposal Day. All right, thank you, gentlemen. Coming up at 9 o'clock, the news here at KNSS. Wichita City Council approves a stadium land sale. That's coming up at 9 on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.